combats with my good colleague Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, artilleryman, CBS News, Dickinson College. Jeff and I read a lot of history. And the history I pay attention to these days is the accidental start of the Great War, 1914, stumbled into by hotheads who were backing up smaller states, Serbia in this instance, being backed up by Germany, and Russia backing up France. All of that was an accident of the summer of 1914. And why I'm concerned, and Jeff and I have talked about this for months, maybe years now, is that wars start accidentally. Because here's the scenario that I don't like immediately, Jeff. Mr. Netanyahu is a bold man on the march. Mr. Erdogan is a bold man on the march. They're now brushing up against each other. First-rate militaries in Syria, which is a failed state, a rogue state, anarchy. Turkey wants an airfield in central Syria. Israel has an occupying force along the border in the Golan Heights and Mount Hermon and can probe at will, has probed at will with the IAF. A tangle between those two doesn't involve the U.S., doesn't involve Brussels, certainly doesn't involve Russia. But how easy would it be for all three of those capitals to get drawn in, Jeff?
Yeah, this is obviously not impossible by any means. And it's sort of, what's that book by Barbara Tuchman, March of Folly, about the onset of World War I? We've seen from the Israeli standpoint, however, one thing that's a big difference is they are already involved in a war, whereas in World War I, there had been a war in the Balkans, but it had not involved directly the major powers. While the Israelis right now, one would think, would be a bit cautious because, as you point out, John, they have forces in Syria beyond just the Golan Heights that they've occupied at the end of the 73 war. They have forces in Lebanon. They have a lot of force tied up on the West Bank because of challenges there. They now have this expanded offensive and are planning on occupying Gaza City, which I would suggest, even if they're successful quickly, will take three divisions just to occupy that city. And they still have the possibility of going to war at any moment with Iran once again, and the Houthis fire missiles every once in a while at Iran. So it seems to me they have a lot of war and therefore might be a bit cautious in brushing up against the Turks. But your point is well taken, John. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And unfortunately, all these things are based on assumptions. And oftentimes we find that assumptions that drive decision-making are flawed.
One more. The Polish frontier. Those drones. Nobody in Warsaw misunderstood. Nobody. They got history with the Russians, Jeff. You know it well. And the history is we hit first, we hit second, we hit third, we don't talk. That's the history. Russia knows it. Two big dogs going to fight, Jeff, from the Dr. Strangelove, Slim Pickens line. How credible is it that those two big dogs wouldn't care about what Washington said, wouldn't care about Brussels, wouldn't care about Beijing? They just go at it.
Yeah, it's not certainly impossible once again. And with all the military hardware flying around, obviously, once again, the Russians could push this to the point where there is a Polish reaction, or you could get the air. Missile goes the wrong way, aircraft goes the wrong way, somebody gets shot down, and the next thing you know, you have increased violence. Clearly, you know, Lenin once said, if the way you pursue policy is you push your bayonet in, and if you feel something soft, you keep pushing it. If you feel something hard, you back off. So it's the NATO response now, which is important, the so-called Eastern Sentry, which would hopefully cause some pause on the part of the Russians because NATO, not the United States, but NATO reacted, I think, pretty well in terms of aircraft from a number of nations quickly participating, shot down some of these particular drones. I'm worried about certainly the U.S. response because Mr. Trump has said, well, I don't know, it could have been a mistake. And there'll be a lot of look back at Washington. Is Washington with us? Should this get serious?
30 seconds,
and then finally,
Jeff, 30 seconds.
What the NATO and the Poles will push for as they have discussions now, John, once again, about putting in place a no-fly zone, which the Russians, Medvedev in particular, have said would be an act of war from the Kremlin's perspective.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, and the book is Tactical Nuclear Weapons in NATO. Jeff is a co-author. I recommend the reading for what's happening right now in Zapad.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.